Waterloo Radio.
All right.
Woo. There you heard two more tracks by Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. So it was High School. And then Little Asia was after that.
Yeah, that was an intense set right there by Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs.
That was so much fun. I was a little, it was the first time we had a live band in here.
The first live interview on the Mono A Mono show right there.
Yeah, so I was
goes
a little...
in the record books.
Exactly, and I think we held our own.
Oh, yeah, we had to come up with questions. We're not known for questions.
No, we're known for picking on each other's songs.
Yeah, we're mainly known for our fantastic geography and...
and our rapist wit.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But and it was funny when they first got here, Andy and Tyler got here, Andy was asking, he's like, is there going to be a battle tonight? And he was very disappointed that there wasn't going to be. But no. I think once he realized that the reason why there wasn't going to be a battle is because they were here, I think that brightened his mood a little bit.
Yeah, I think that was all right, yeah.
I think he was, I didn't want to say it at the time, but he was my favorite. Because he would just shout out random things from the couch. That was funny. But they were all great. I enjoyed having
great
them in
here. Great music, too.
Yeah.
I think it sounded really great. We'll have to go back and listen to the podcast later that will be posted on the soundfm.ca website. As well as
iTunes, yep. Yeah. They mentioned how their album's going to be available on iTunes. Well, guess what? The Mono A Mono Show is also available on iTunes for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
So, and in talking with them, we kind of got... to the next topic that we were going to talk to tonight about was we're always talking about...
That was an amazing segue.
Was it a poorly crafted sentence?
I can't wait to go back and listen to that.
I'm decompressing. After having about 4, 5, 6, 7 people in this room, it got a little bit warm.
Yeah, it's toasty in here
right now.
In fact, why don't we have the fan on? Oh!
There is a fan, too.
Yeah.
That could have helped. Now, so this past weekend, we had our investigative news reporter, DJ Jeffy Jeff, who is on occasion in the studio, but mm-hmm. he's now our roaming...
Our field reporter.
Yeah, our field reporter.
Yeah.
Who broke the news to us that the Trepid House was going under last weekend. We talked with it with Sam Coffey.
Well, see, we have to clarify there, because... going under isn't the right term because that's what DJ Jeffy Jeff originally said. Or he said, he may not have, I may be misquoting him. He said something about it's closing its doors. And I thought, yeah, they were going under, but it's not. It's the people who live in the Trepid House are moving.
Yeah.
And so there will no longer be any shows there.
Yeah. So there still may be house shows, different things like that, but... those people are moving out. They're closing down that location anyways.
Exactly. And you and I are slowly weaseling our way into the local music community. So maybe we'll be able to... The Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs said that they were going to hook us up with some local bands, tell us about the house shows and
the indie
shows.
That was the idea behind the show.
Exactly.
Was we came here from Hamilton. We're trying to get into this music scene.
And
we're trying
it.
To help people get into this music scene.
Exactly.
Find out what it's all about.
Exactly. So if you're out there and you're listening and you've got music and you want it to be heard, let us know. Go to the www.mckennamath.com website and just contact us.
Yep, because if you're a newbie, this is where you're finding out about all this stuff.
Exactly.
As we find out about it, we tell it to you right here.
Exactly.
Now, so we went to... the Trepid House had their big thing this past weekend. We went and checked it out. Now, first of all, this was one of the craziest shows I think I've been to. Just walking in and the random dog people there...
Yes, I recall the random dog people. Well, there's a lot of... apparently, there was a face painter there somewhere.
Yes, but walking in and seeing random dog people throws me off.
For sure. I think it would throw anybody off.
And then, so we watched Wax Mannequin.
Yes, who is from Hamilton. We are familiar with.
Is from Hamilton, yeah. That's how we knew that he was playing.
Yep.
Now, there was one instance where DJ Jeffy Jeff was sneaking up to the back of the couches in the Trepid House.
Yep.
And I tried to fall, but I didn't know that there was a couch there. totally lost my balance and took out about five people on the way up.
I missed that.
And in doing so, I tried to get my balance by holding on to him and pulled him into a couple people.
Nice.
Altogether, it was pretty smooth. Mm-hmm. But and as soon as we got up there, he decides to go and play the last song in the back room.
Which I had prime seating for because I was the one of the first people in there.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. And I ended up genuflecting in front of him.
Yes, I saw that. But then we had a nice conversation with Wax afterwards.
Yeah.
We just chatted with him for a little bit about some of his songs. We tried to get him to serenade us with Paper Snake because we didn't hear him play it.
And he didn't play it. He didn't play it that night.
But he said his voice was tired, and rightfully so, because he gave a solid performance.
He did.
We didn't razz him too much about it, but... it would have been nice to hear some Paper Snake. So?
So, what are we going to get to right now?
How about some Paper Snake?
Let's quench that thirsting that we have for this
song
right here.
I've had it since Saturday.
So, here it is in recognition of him not playing it. Wax Mannequin's Paper Snake on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. Yes, I said this song's genius, but you just cut in when I said genius.
Paper Snake takes the bait, I left it. Now trapped inside the box I brought, Paper Snake can safely be tested. Snake filled up with our ointment. Yours, it's it and it's disease. Paper Snake, just relax and join us. Together we will make you bleed. Paper Snake, how will we ever let you go? And know that you won't talk about what we've done, Paper Snake. How can we ever let you be and believe you to be much better than before? Paper Snake crumples on the carpet, despite what all our tests have hoped. Paper Snake buys beef and goes to market, then quickly starts to decompose. Paper Snake, why did you ever catch our eye? You knew that we might die for a chance to rain. Paper Snake, how can we ever just forget? And know that you forgive us for what we've done.
Paper Snake, how
snake. How can we ever let you go? And know that you won't talk about what we've done, snake. How can we ever let you be? Believe you will be better than before. Now we might forget our eye. You alone might die for a chance to bring us. How can we ever just forget? We know that you forgive us for what we've done.
Ooh.
All right, there's some Wax Mannequin right there. The first song you heard was Paper Snake.
The classic.
We were craving that one from before.
That's right.
And the second one you heard was the end song that he played in that back room.
In the pirate room at the Trepid House.
Which was called the...
The Price.
The Price.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, talking about that pirate room, if you haven't been to the Trepid House, you're listening to this and you're thinking, man, this sounds cool. Well, it's too late. They've shut down as of last weekend.
There's no more shows.
So that in the pirate room, you have to climb up a ladder to get to the washroom.
That's right.
And a couple people, including DJ Jaffy Jeff, climbed up the ladder.
And DJ Doormat.
And DJ Doormat, right, climbed up the ladder and went to the washroom. We hung out and talked with the Wax Mannequin, as you were saying.
Yep.
I kind of peeked my head up because I've never climbed up there before, so just looked up and there were more dog people up there. And then we were sitting there talking. We heard DJ Doormat, DJ Jeffy Jeff talking with the dog people upstairs.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, DJ Jeffy Jeff comes back down, and we say to him, "What are you? Yeah. Why'd you decide to come back down?" And he said, "Well,
they broke out swords."
So he took that as a good sword. Yeah, it was time to come down.
It was a good opportunity.
So I couldn't believe this. Now, imagine it from the dog people's point of view.
Sure.
They're all sitting around playing
with
swords.
It's normal for them, yeah.
And someone climbs up, peeks their head through the floor just to look around and see what's going on. Must have been weird on all fronts.
Yeah, I would say so. Like, if I'm having a random sword fight and I just see a head pop up out of the floor, that's going to freak me out too.
Yeah.
Just as much as popping your head up out of the floor and seeing dog people wielding swords.
Yeah.
I could see that.
All in all, it was quite the interesting night.
It was. It was a fun night, though.
Yeah. Now, that was the Trepid House part. Another highlight of the evening was another house concert.
That's right.
That was actually quite close to the Trepid House. This place was called Down the Alley.
Down the Alley, yep.
This may be the next Trepid House. Who knows?
It
this
could
place,
be.
Called Down the Alley. Anyways, it had the... What is it called when they get back together?
Reunion?
The reunion of the full lineup of Cyanide Kiss. And we happened to be there to witness it.
It was amazing. I never thought it would happen again.
Right down to Mike Katnack singing When I.
That's right.
Which was, for me, Mike Katnack singing When I is one of the highlights of
your night or your life.
I don't know. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I'd have to agree.
We're going to get to a couple Cyanide Kiss
tracks. I wish he would have had a cowbell to play.
I know. That just wins it right there.
Yeah.
That just takes the hat. But we're going to get to a couple Cyanide Kiss tracks right now in recognition of the Cyanide Kiss reunion that happened this past weekend as well. All in all, this weekend was a huge weekend for local music.
And this upcoming weekend will be too, kicking it off Friday night with the CD release party of Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs at Chainsaw.
Man, the start of spring is just kicking things off.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a big spring for the Waterloo music scene.
Yeah.
Believe you me. Believe
so,
you me.
What song
Kitchener
do you
Waterloo.
Have, what
scene,
song do you have queued up here?
Need.
Need.
By Cyanide Kiss.
This is a nice one.
All right, so
off
here we go.
Their,
we're going to
Corrupt Principles album, is it?
That's right.
Okay.
So we're going to play a few tracks here by Cyanide Kiss so we can catalog them as one of our past feature bands after having seen their reunion this weekend. And so here we go. This is Need by Cyanide Kiss here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono y Mono.
right, there's some Cyanide Kiss on the Mono A Mono show here on Sound FM 100.3. So you just heard Need, quick little one there by Cyanide Kiss, and the long extended, The Story of the Bad.
That's right.
Now, that one there, The Story of the Bad, was on their final EP before they took that time off before the reunion.
The reunion on the weekend.
Yeah.
That's right.
At the Down the Alley.
At Down the Alley, yeah.
Man.
Down the Alley is a hot spot.
It was. Especially this night. Not only did they celebrate Earth Hour during Earth Hour, but they carried it on the whole night.
That's
like,
right.
They took it to the... It was a great vibe.
It was. It was fun.
Yeah.
And that's not the first time I've had fun at Down the Alley.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there a few times now, and each time... each time might be better than the last.
Yeah. Like, they don't have dog people, but they have other things to make up for it.
Yeah, several. Like, a variety of instruments that get passed around
the room. Oh, yeah. Like, it's so inclusive, is a good
Everybody,
way to
yeah, it. If you're sitting there and you don't have an instrument, someone will hand you an instrument.
Yeah. And so Cyanide Kiss performed. We were able to look up and find a performance with Mike Katnack on the internet.
That's right.
So we're going to get to that now. We're going to play another couple tracks from Cyanide Kiss. This is a live performance of the song When I...
At Clinton's Tavern.
With Mike Katnack singing and playing...
I think he's playing cowbell.
Cowbell. I couldn't think of the word. There you go. There it is. So here it is. Another couple tracks by Cyanide Kiss on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
When I despise